Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily, World on Pause. I'm Charles Feldman from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles.
And I'm Mike Simpson. We have a story of survival. A 31-year-old from here in Southern California spent 7 months in the hospital because of COVID complications, had pneumonia, needed dialysis, was on a ventilator, was given a 50-50 chance to live, and did.
On top of that, he lost part of his leg, and his partner was pregnant with their second child. He's now out of the hospital, just released, in fact, and he's with us to share his tale of survival.
Guess what the scientists have found? Possibly another coronavirus, so we'll tell you about that one.
Not another one.
Yeah.
Why don't they go away?
I think we should stop.
Just go away. Dating apps are going to add some bonuses for people who are vaccinated, and they are getting help from the White House.
And now the people are returning to the office. The professional cleaners are seeing more business.
Let's start with Carnell Hampton and his struggle for survival. Carnell, you're a pretty young guy. Did you give COVID much thought before it really kind of reached out, unfortunately, for you?
To be honest, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't take the virus serious. And that was my fault, like, you know, especially being a dad and with my one son. But I wasn't wearing a mask when I was going to work, I wasn't wearing a mask. I wasn't wearing gloves, touching people IDs, giving it back to them. So that was my fault when this whole virus had hit, by not taking it serious. And it hit me, and it hit me hard. So that's when, you know, I woke up after being intubated and was like, oh, this stuff was real.
And what happened then with your leg? What was the situation with that?
Well, pretty much before I actually considered the amputation for myself, so when I woke up being intubated after 2 weeks, pretty much like my feet were swollen. So they turned into blisters. Those blisters started popping, started turning into wounds. And then my feet, actually not my feet yet, my toes, they went completely like dead. They was like mummified. There was no way of saving my toes at all. So November 2nd, I got an amputation on my all 10 toes. But then I was doing debridements for 6 months, twice a week. All this other stuff, going under anesthesia twice a week for 6 months. And then next thing I know, I had like this bone exposure on my right heel. and pretty much my podiatrist. So we had, because we got into like a whole meeting or whatever, and I had only out of 4 months of him cutting bone down into my skin, only had 10% skin growth. So that's out of 4 months and only 10%. I still would have been in the hospital if I would have actually not went with the amputation.
Wow. So that was the decision. Stay there or we take some of your leg.
What made me come to that decision was when I seen my second son for the first time, because my lady gave birth. When I went into the hospital August 12th, my lady was already 2 months pregnant. So she went through the whole pregnancy, the 7 months without me. So she gave birth, everything, without me even being there, you know, and held it down at the house or whatever. So when they started, like, you know, letting visitors come to the hospital, they started also letting an exception of for my family to come, which I appreciate that so much from St. Joseph's, because I needed that so much, just because, like, those video chats wasn't enough, you know, like just seeing them do video calls and all of that.
Yeah, and
just
a new talking, baby, you know, on the screen.
So you're in the hospital for 7 months. Do you have health insurance of some type? Because I'm wondering about what kind of bills you are being hit with.
I'm not for sure what I'm getting hit with yet, but I did have Cal Optima, so it was just a regular Medi-Cal.
So it's just kind of a wait and see what they're going to send you at this point?
Yeah, I think so. So, like, I did have a nurse help me with starting up, like, a GoFundMe, you know, just in case, like, you know, these, because I was saying myself, because I was also talking to a case manager, like, you know, I'm pretty sure that they're going to probably hit me with at least a third of the bill, because I did some damage, you know, as I was in the hospital. So I'm pretty sure they're going to hit me with something. They're not just going to just let me go free. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have some type of bills to, like, pay them back or something.
Now, what's ahead for you now?
So pretty much I'm at this rehab. So I'll be here for a couple weeks, technically, just trying to, you know, get strength and more mobility and just being stable, like, you know, trying to be in my home, more dependent. And that's about it. And then technically I go back home after that. So I'll be here for knock out another couple more weeks, and then I'm headed home.
All right. 31-year-old Carnell Hampton. Carnell, we wish you the best. Thanks so much for talking to us. Out of Orange County, discharged just yesterday from Providence St. Joseph. 7 months fighting off that COVID infection.
New research is out on possible new coronavirus. This one originates in dogs and has at least once made the jump from a dog to a child in Malaysia.
Are we in for another pandemic? Dr. Anastasia Vlasova, professor at the Department of Veterinary Preventative Medicine, Ohio State's College of Veterinary Medicine. She's researched this canine coronavirus. Doctor, what do we know about this one?
So first, I want to start with, do not need to panic. It doesn't seem that this one...
Good news.
Okay, so we're going to underline that for you. Do not panic. Okay, that's the main message. Do not. Okay, go ahead.
So I want to draw everybody's attention to the fact that likely it was happening for many years, if not decades, that these canine coronaviruses were jumping from dogs to humans. But I think those cases were dismissed for the most part as anecdotal cases, and not paid enough attention to. So I don't think there's a need to change our attitude about our pets and dogs specifically. So what we need to start paying more attention to is we need to study what canine coronaviruses are out there in dogs, what's happening, what changes are occurring. And of course, we need to look more at the interface between, you know, animal-human. Because if we would suddenly to see an increase in the prevalence of this canine coronavirus in human population, that would be an alarming signal. And as for now, we're just going to conduct more research to evaluate its actual prevalence.
Well, were there symptoms that the child got from the coronavirus contracted from the dog?
Yes. and no. So there were patients with pneumonia, and the coronaviruses were suspected as one of the contributing pathogens. So the child that was actually used as a source of the virus that we isolated the virus from was the youngest child. I think it was an infant, 5.5 months old, who was treated for pneumonia. Oxygen was supplied, and after 6 days, she or he was released from the hospital. Actually, nobody died from this coronavirus. All the patients were treated and released within a few days.
So obviously what we watch for, right, is it goes from dogs to humans, but so far it's not dog to human to other humans, because that would be the big concern.
Yes, that would be the biggest concern. And right now we don't have an evidence for that. So we will conduct further studies to evaluate if there is a human-to-human transmission, or those are in fact all dead-end infections. And if there is a human-to-human transmission, how efficient it is. So that's our new goal.
I mean, is it likely that this sort of thing happens all the time, but, you know, in the pre-COVID-19 days, am I correct? There wasn't a lot of interest in studying coronaviruses, and now, of course, there is.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I think people who are actually scientists who are actually working with coronaviruses for decades, they were predicting this pandemic, but they were all complaining that people do not pay enough attention to coronaviruses, and there will be a pandemic or epidemic. And so right now, definitely there are much more attention, many more tools to detect these coronaviruses, because it's not that easy, because coronavirus shedding or the time that it's being released into environment by the infected organism is very limited. So you miss that those few days, you miss the evidence. So right now, definitely more attention being paid to coronaviruses. And I know there's recently another report about swine coronavirus infecting children in Haiti. So I think we're just going to be finding more and more of such information, and definitely need to pay more attention, because when it can become risky and tricky, it's when animal coronaviruses that are not very capable of replicating very well in humans may recombine with human common cold coronaviruses and create new variants.
I presume the dog and child both okay now, doctor?
They're all okay, except I'm a little worried about the dogs.
Oh, okay.
Worse for the dog.
What is there something unique about coronaviruses, the family of coronaviruses, that make them particularly worrisome in terms of animal-to-human transmission? Is there something about them that makes them more, you know, suspect as causing a problem down the road?
I would say yes. So coronaviruses, they have the largest genome for among all RNA viruses. What it does, it allows them to adapt to new hosts or new ecological niches much more efficiently than many other viruses, and much faster. To say it in simple words, they already pre-exist like several species slightly different from one another that are called quasi-species, so within the same organism. So they're kind of ready to change their genomes and their biological characteristics very, very quick. So, and it allows for a certain degree of receptor usage promiscuity. And it's when the same viral protein can bind to cellular receptors or molecules on the cell surface of animals or humans that are same homologous but slightly different between one another. And I think coronaviruses don't care about it as much as many other viruses. So that makes them...
Yeah. So when it comes to watching out for, you know, next pandemic, whatever year it's going to come our way, in terms of the monitoring that we need to be doing, the public health funding that we need to have, so we can pick up cases like this and then catch them fast enough before the virus figures out that, you know, we can pull it off in a human. I can mutate so I'm a little more hospitable to host this thing. What does that mean for us going forward?
That's right. That's what we need to start doing. We need to start looking more at pre-pandemic strains rather than, virus is already efficiently infecting humans and transmitting with wildfire speed. So we need to start looking at pre-pandemic variants that already can infect humans but cannot transmit from one another very efficiently. I think that's the only way to control future pandemics more efficiently than this one.
So here's a question, because we were talking a little bit before about the scientists who, for years, they were working about and wanted to do more on coronaviruses, and there wasn't a great deal of interest until now when there's the pandemic. So are those like scientists getting a raise now because they can say, we told you so?
No, but I think there's some degree of satisfaction.
I bet there is.
I told you so.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to be right, but I was. Dr. Anastasia Vlasova, professor at the Department of Veterinary Preventive Medicine, Ohio State's College of Veterinary Medicine. Doctor, thanks for talking to us.
The Biden administration teaming up with the top dating apps to provide some extras for people who are vaccinated. They'll get online badges that say, I'm vaccinated.
One research company says people who are vaccinated or plan to get 14% more matches on OkCupid than people who don't plan to get vaccinated. Dr. Mary Beck Griffin studies and teaches sexual health and epidemiology at the Rutgers School of Public Health. So, doctor, good idea, bad idea?
Great idea. I think anything that we can do to get people vaccinated, especially as we're starting to hit a plateau in the number of people who are newly vaccinated, I think that's a great thing. I also think that all of these extra perks on people's profiles are maybe not the making them show up more often, but like all of the extra perks on their profiles act as a visual cue to other people who maybe haven't been vaccinated yet that they should be. And I also think, most importantly, it helps regulate and normalize conversations around your health, especially when you're talking to somebody new and maybe going out on a date and possibly then maybe having sex with them. I think anytime we normalize conversations about how we're protecting our health with vaccines, using condoms, birth control, things like that, and getting tested, anything we can do to encourage those conversations, always a good thing.
When I was thinking about this, I thought, okay, there must be someone or a few people who are young in the White House and they're on these apps and and people are writing it in on their own. So they're saying, you know, somewhere in the profile, they're saying, hey, fully vaccinated here. So if you notice that people are taking their own initiative to write it in, then why not give them the little, you know, Band-Aid badge next to their name, so then you know that way and everyone can have it or not have it.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of my friend groups on some of the other social media platforms are putting things like fully waxed and vaxxed. So it's out there and people are having fun with it.
Ready for summer.
Yeah, they're out there. They're having fun with it. And again, I think making conversations about our health fun and normal is a good thing. And one of the things I'm hopeful for is that we've spent so long talking about who we've been out with, who we've been socializing with, who we've been wearing our masks with, that these are conversations that we then start to apply when we're talking about having sex with a new partner for the first time. And really just like opening up these lines of communication. It's the same skill set. We're just talking about different things. Coronavirus versus syphilis or chlamydia.
But how do we know that the people on the dating apps are being honest? I mean, you know, if it becomes the craze to say I'm vaccinated, and if somebody thinks they have a better shot at getting a date by saying that, what's to stop them?
Well, I mean, yeah. So that's always the problem, is when we bring in humans and honesty. But again, I mean, so I think anytime you're on a dating app, you have to just kind of have a leap of faith that the other person is who they say they are and what they're telling you is the truth. Because if I knew a way to verify information on dating apps, I would be a millionaire and maybe not a professor. But I'm sure if the Biden administration is partnering with the dating apps, I'm sure there's a way maybe that they're vaccinating. Maybe you have to upload your vaccination card or something like that. Again, if that's not the case, I'm going to take this idea and go back and talk to some app developer friends and see what I can do.
All right. Dr. Mary Beck Griffin studies and teaches sexual health epidemiology, Rutgers School of Public Health. Doctor, thanks.
Coming up after this short break, you better dust off those collared shirts and pants if you want to impress the boss. Professional cleaners are seeing an uptick in business. As people return to the office, they have to make sure they're attire is in order.
No more sweatpants, folks. No more t-shirts, because you're on the job at home. Tom Ryan, vice president of the franchise development for CD1 Price Cleaners in the Chicago area. He talked to WBBM's Cisco Cotto.
it was rough. It was rough for our chain of stores and certainly for the industry. When the governor issued the stay-at-home order, we were deemed to be an essential business. But with everybody working from home, they weren't dressing up and they weren't wearing their normal attire, and they weren't going to restaurants and going to various events. So our business certainly suffered pretty hard early in the pandemic, but we're certainly seeing some green shoots here as the vaccines have been rolled out. People are feeling more comfortable, and they're beginning to return back to work.
And so you're already seeing that. That's what you're saying, that you're, because I mean, we're noticing more traffic on the expressways, more people downtown, and so your business is experiencing that as well. People are getting back to it.
They are. And we think that there'll be a hybrid approach, you know, to allowing people to return safely to work. But sort of anecdotally, as you're referring to, there is more traffic. There are more people parked in various parking lots for places of work. And we are seeing things return. We're certainly not back to where we were. But we are certainly seeing a return of business back to the stores.
In general, I'm pretty sure you do this. In general, have you seen dry cleaners, even before the pandemic, having to sort of pivot and expand a little bit beyond just dry cleaning to also other laundry services?
Right, absolutely. And we certainly have been leading that charge as well here in Chicago with what would be termed as kind of personal wash and fold laundry. And certainly during the pandemic, that picked up. We were cleaning more household goods as consumers were concerned about safety and the health of their families. We were seeing more comforters and those types of things, you know, coming into the store. And certainly, we also offer that pickup and delivery service, or a pickup and delivery service for personal wash and fold laundry in certain areas of Chicago as well. And that was a safe, convenient alternative for people who for one reason or another might not have wanted to venture out into a retail store.
Good to see more small businesses on the rebound, for sure. That is Tom Ryan, Vice President of Franchise Development at CD1 Price Cleaners.
The U.S. isn't the only place offering lotteries and prizes to encourage people to get vaccinated. A district in Thailand has come up with a plan to boost vaccination rates. Now, one lucky villager will be randomly chosen every week for the rest of the year to win a young cow. One district chief says it's working. Vaccine registration numbers have gone from hundreds to thousands in a couple of days. He says the villagers love cows and they can be sold for cash. Is that where they got the expression a cash cow?
Cash cow.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
I love cows too.
Yeah.
I'd like that as my vaccine reward, please.
Let's see if we can milk this one even
more.
I'll
bring him into the office. Okay. This is an Odyssey original. Find us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.